The long-time listeners of this podcast will remember that at the end of May, when the news broke that Brazil had an outbreak of a foot and mouth disease, I was one of the people who put a word out saying, look, South Africa must consider restricting the imports of poultry from Brazil. This was not a protectionist stunt trying to protect the South African poultry industry from competition of Brazilian poultry producers and the other producers across the world, but it was more of taking a precautionary step because we all remember the difficulty that South Africa experienced in 2023. In 2023, we had one of the wide-scale outbreaks of avian influenza in the country. It led to major financial losses in the poultry businesses, but also for consumers, higher egg prices, higher poultry products prices. So whenever there is an outbreak of avian influenza in any of our trading partners, the only responsible step is to temporarily restrict trade for a particular period. And when we called for this temporary restriction, South Africa was not going to be the first country. Already at the time, the EU and China had placed temporary restrictions on poultry products imports from Brazil. And of course, then South Africa, we were also watching what was happening in other parts of the world. For much of 2024, for example, the US and even parts of the UK struggled with avian influenza. And in fact, in the US, the bird flu crossed from chicken to dairy cattle and to people. So it was just different strains that were causing major complications across the world. And South Africa had to make sure that we take all of the necessary steps to protect ourselves from any spread of these diseases. Importantly, the steps we were taking as a country was also not just following up on Brazil and the EU, but it is the standard global practice that gets to happen. But those steps are also not taken because people like myself and the others are calling for them. They require that there is a scientific assessment that is done, meaning that the specialists and the regulators in South Africa have to be in conversation with their counterparts in Brazil to assess what the situation is, and from there make a judgment as to whether they must restrict trade or not, which is why in South Africa there was perhaps maybe a gap between when we called for these temporary restrictions and we were watching China and the others already restricting. And when the lawmakers in South Africa acted, they needed to get all of the data and make, of course, their decision independently of what we were saying and what the South African poultry producers were saying. But after some time, it quickly became clear that the outbreak was not across all Brazil. It was really in one state, which is why you saw South Africa in June changing its ban and saying we no longer ban all of the poultry from Brazil, but we're banning from the affected areas. But the other aspect that is important to consider here is that Brazil is an important player when it comes to poultry production globally, but also in South Africa in terms of their supplies. As South Africa, we produce poultry, but we do need certain cuts that we import. If you look at the composition of all of our poultry consumption, various cuts and various products, you can make a point and say we import between 15 and 20% or a year of the volume of various products that we consume. And when you look at that in numbers terms, that is about 350,000 tons. About 70% of those pieces, you see them coming from Brazil. So if we had a restriction on Brazil, that too raised some concerns in certain corners in South Africa about inflation and what will happen on that. But I'm glad to say then that as of the 4th of July, South Africa lifted the ban on all of the poultry products from Brazil. This was not because we were worried about domestic food price inflation or any of those things. Of course, that was in the thinking in general when policy is being made. But the decision was based purely on the fact that there is sufficient scientific evidence coming out of Brazil suggesting that they've been able to control the spread of this disease and eradicated it in the farms that were affected. So now Brazil is clean. and is back into the market. And I think that South Africa is not alone to lift the restrictions. Some of the other countries are certainly looking at lifting their restrictions so that Brazil again regains its access to the world market. Because remember, the suspension was not just us, it was China, it was the EU, Canada, and many other countries. And I think all of them are progressively lifting that suspension so that Brazil regains the world agricultural market in terms of the poultry supply. So when you see the news referring to this aspect, this is the context, this is what happens. And I think that given how quick the lifting of the ban and, of course, the time at which the ban came in place is roughly a month. So you could argue that in terms of food price inflation, there shouldn't be any significant risk for upside food price inflation. If there's any upside, those must be a month, a temporary blip, and then subside and, of course, continue on a moderating path because supplies are no longer a pressure and a worry, as some people may have worried at the time when the ban came in place. I thought I should put that brief commentary in this podcast. And, of course, we continue to release all of the new segments according to schedule, which is that over the weekend or Sunday, that's when we release our normal podcast deliveries in this channel.